This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court delivered a blow to President Joe Biden on Thursday, blocking his mandate that employees of large businesses be vaccinated against COVID-19 or face weekly testing. At the same time, the nation's highest court allowed a vaccination mandate for healthcare workers at facilities receiving federal funding. Biden said he was disappointed that the Supreme Court has chosen to block common-sense life-saving requirements for employees at large businesses, but he welcomed the requirement that healthcare workers be vaccinated, saying it would affect some 10 million people working at facilities receiving federal money and will save lives. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, a federal agency, gave businesses until February 9th to be in compliance with the rules or face the possibility of fines. Negotiators say talks between Russia and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in Vienna ended Thursday with no breakthrough toward diffusing tensions regarding Russian troops massed at the border with Ukraine. The talks were the third diplomatic effort this week to resolve the impasse, all of which ended without any resolutions. Speaking to reporters following the talks, Russia's permanent representative to the OSCE told reporters the talks were a disappointment, and he expected more substantial, in-depth discussions. But the Russian representative indicated Moscow has not given up on diplomacy, as did his fellow Russian negotiators during talks early this week with U.S. diplomats in Geneva and NATO leaders in Brussels. OSCE chairman in office, the Polish foreign minister, confirmed the lack of progress in the talks. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The founder and leader of a far-right group has been arrested and charged in federal court here in the U.S. with seditious conspiracy for his involvement in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, is among 11 defendants accused of helping to instigate violence at the Capitol. He did not enter the Capitol. This case is the first time that Justice Department has brought seditious conspiracy charges against the January 6 rioters. The seditious conspiracy indictment alleges that following the November 3, 2020 presidential election, Rhodes conspired with his co-defendants and others to oppose by force the execution of the laws governing the transfer of presidential power by January 20th of last year, according to a statement by the Justice Department. According to the Justice Department, Rhodes and his fellow conspirators were prepared and willing to use force and to transport firearms and ammunition into the nation's capital. Novak Djokovic is waiting Friday to find out if the Australian government will reject his visa for a second time, something that could keep the world's top-ranked men's tennis player from the Australian Open and likely prompt a second trip to court. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke will make the decision, but Finance Minister Simon Birmingham said Friday the policy settings of the government overall were crystal clear. About 90% of Australian adults are vaccinated after enduring long lockdowns to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Djokovic's vaccine skepticism has met with widespread anger. The defending champion was included Thursday, though, in the Australian Open draw as the top seed for the tournament that kicks off on Monday. Britain's domestic spy service, MI5, warned lawmakers that the Chinese Communist Party has been employing a woman to exert improper influence over members of parliament. MI5 sent out an alert and a picture of the woman named Christine Lee on Thursday, alleging she was involved in political interference activities in the United Kingdom on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. Speaker Lindsay Hoyle, who circulated the MI5's alert to lawmakers, said MI5 had found that Lee has facilitated financial donations to serving and aspiring parliamentarians on behalf of foreign nationals based in Hong Kong and China. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.